Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Astrologer Shelley Enteen. This time, I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 29th of May, and ending on Sunday, the 4th of May. We're going to have the full moon this week, the full moon in Sagittarius, and there is a podcast just for that one that has been posted, and you can hear it. So when we get there, I won't go into it in the detail, and there's a lot of detail because, I mean, I think it's a big crescendo, actually. And you'll hear why when you listen to the podcast about the full moon in Sagittarius. So Monday is Memorial Day in the United States, a holiday weekend. And I had given you the forecast last time because of that, but I'll mention it again now, which is that the moon is in Libra from 10:51 a.m., and it will make a trine to the retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 11:13 a.m., which is kind of conversations about what you think about changes in the future and goals and things, but they go well. And then the rest of the day goes well. This is actually one of the better days because the moon in Libra will sextil Mars in Leo until 9:21 p.m. Well, this is a day where Mars in Leo should feature in some way because it's the day where we remember the fallen ones who served in wars in some part of our military system. So, you know, during this weekend, if you're on Facebook, you'll see a lot of people sharing photos of their fathers usually, but sometimes you'll see a female photo of someone who has fallen. People forget that this isn't Veterans Day, which you celebrate the people who are still alive, but that's okay. Celebrating the veterans is also good because, you know, things are really difficult for them now, and it's a shame. And Mars in Leo is about the passion of loyalty and the passion of protecting the, quote, kingdom, the personal kingdom. So that's something that, you know, many of the fallen were taken into wars because they felt that they should have that. And I can't even imagine the courage that it takes because I just can't even imagine it. I mean, to go into, and some of these are still going to be the World War II veterans that will be celebrated. And they were, many of them, still on the ground, you know, or in the air. And you can't just how can you have that kind of courage, right? So we should honor that, even if we are looking at the moon in Libra and have the instinct maybe that we should have peace instead of war. So this is the day, though, is also Libra and Leo, good for the entertainment part of the day. And so, you know, you have in the United States barbecue. This is like your big barbecue. And so people will be having a lot of fun. And then after 9:21 p.m., we go into the harmony of the lights. Moon in Libra trine the sun in Gemini, 3:39 a.m. is when that comes in on Tuesday morning. So whether you're celebrating a holiday or not, you've got a great day Monday to be engaged with others. And it is the second quarter lunar phase. So you are hoping to put some things out there to get people interested in your projects or that you are connecting to people who can help you with those projects and goals, no matter what they may be. So it is a good day for that. And the harmony of the lights, as we know, is like on the inner level also, having that moon that has the instinctive idea of peace and relationship and compromise, dealing with the sun in Gemini that has the desire to communicate and to get information and is interested in hearing new things. So, you know, this is a time when agreements can be made. You know, it's pretty late in the evening here in the United States on the East Coast. But still, you know, and 3:39 a.m. is a bit early. But, yeah, if you're out on the West Coast, you know, we're getting a lot of energy in by 6:30 in the evening. And then, you know, coming in just after midnight, these aspects. So those out West are getting more of a benefit, I think, than some of us here in the East. Now, Tuesday doesn't shape up as well for Libra Moon because it is going to have an opposition to Chiron and Aries until 10:54 p.m. So that's the polarity of, you know, ours or mine being in relationship and choosing relationship and partnership versus having been wounded in the need to express individuality and maybe not doing it so well. So that's kind of an underlying, because that Chiron is a centaur and it does make a difference. All of the bodies in the system that we have recognized are making a difference, but there's just so much you can include. I included a lot of centaurs and asteroids in the full moon because they are active, like really active, by being part of the aspects and connections. So we can look at them. But sometimes, you know, they may be so low level that we don't all experience the energy of the centaurs or the asteroids or even the transpersonal planets, the trans-Plutonian. Not transpersonal, but they are also transpersonal because the personal planets only go up to Mars. Still, anyway, this is a day where if we're looking for a planet aspect from the moon in Libra, it's going to square Venus in Cancer at 10:53 a.m. on Wednesday. Now, here's one of those interesting moments. The moon rules Cancer, Venus rules Libra, or so it does because they didn't have anything else. Still the old ruler, they haven't assigned a new ruler to Libra. Well, Venus is about beauty, and so Libra is too. But what I'm seeing here is that the rulers of these signs are in each other's signs. So there is that moment of agreement that can be had even in a square, which is a challenge between, you know, kind of the, in this case, maybe the wanting to have an intellectual approach with an air sign, Libra, and just the feelings approach and the sensitivities of the Cancerian energies. But again, Moon understands that sensitivity, and Venus understands the need to dialogue. Yeah, so it isn't quite as much of a difficulty in some senses, but it is maybe easier to overcome the challenge that we find, that is the energy coming in from Tuesday all the way through until 10:53 a.m. on Wednesday. Avoid, of course, Moon in Libra. Balances itself out, hopefully, and feels the harmony once more. Then the moon enters Scorpio at 7:45 p.m. And it's a rough ride because of all the other fixed planets. Moon in Scorpio has to square right away the retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 8:02 p.m. So control over, over the issues of the desire to transform things about groups and goals in the future. You know, it's uneasy, not an easy one, although Pluto rules Scorpio, so it may be a tiny bit easier than usual. Still, Moon in Scorpio goes on to oppose Jupiter in Taurus until 2:04 a.m., and this is like a major polarity issue between Scorpio and Taurus. moon in Scorpio wants to control. Taurus wants to control also. I mean, all the fixed signs, really, they're fixed and they don't want things to change. So they want to be sort of in control. But the thing about the axis of Scorpio to Taurus is that Scorpio is about our resources. Taurus is about my stuff. All right, so you're looking at an opposition there. And then you're also looking at the idea of the desire for reform or reconstruction, which is part of the transformation attitude of Scorpio. And the leave it like it is, everything's fine right now, let's stay here of Taurus. Okay, so it isn't an easy way to go into finding a common ground because they're fixed signs. So you probably won't, so it's not a good evening to discuss those things. And so 2:04 a.m. is when that's over, and then if you have been discussing it, the, the moon in Scorpio gets to square Mars in Leo at 8:11 a.m. Eastern, and that's when things can get really intense. I mean, you know, when I was studying way, way back in the good old days before astrology was popular, my teacher used to say the dance between Leo and Scorpio is the dance of death. And that meant only that it will go on until one of them isn't standing anymore because they're both so intent on, you know, what they believe and feel and want. And they both believe and feel and want. They want to be in control and in power. You know, Leo is the sign of kings, you know. Leo the lion, king of the jungle. And Mars is there, passionately involved in this. And the moon in Scorpio is having just this instinctive need, you see. So, again, in a financial sense, this is difficult. Because the Scorpio wants to be, you know, looking at how to deal with certain areas that are common areas, and Leo is more inclined to be extravagant and just, you know, expand and is looking at investing. That's the financial aspect of the creative sign of Leo. So, difficult morning, early morning in the East Coast. Now, a little bit of time for some psychic energy and some understandings to come in with Moon and Scorpio, trine Saturn and Pisces until 11:30 a.m. That's not very long, right? But it happens, and it lingers for a while because the next aspect is Moon and Scorpio opposing Mercury and Taurus at 2:53 a.m. Friday. So we get a little bit of that feeling still of being able to understand, comprehend, and maybe make some structures out of what we have understood. But if you're thinking about bringing them into a conversation, particularly financial conversation, Mercury in Taurus is not going to see eye to eye with the moon in Scorpio. It just won't. So that's probably the edgiest day of the week, you know, and that's until things move out of the fixed signs. That's kind of what happens when we have a fixed moon sign like Scorpio. And Friday morning, after the opposition to Mercury, moon has its opposition to Uranus and Taurus at 8:10 a.m. Friday morning. So at least we get that over with early, but there can be accidents and things like disruptions and surprising happenings in the world, and again, economic or even geophysical that morning. So be careful on Friday morning and pay attention to what you're doing and to what other people are doing because they may not be paying attention. But now, finally, Moon in Scorpio. Big sigh of relief. Moon in Scorpio, trine Neptune in Pisces until 8:42 p.m. on Friday. And while that is coming in, Venus in Cancer trines Neptune in Pisces at 6:42 p.m. So there is so much creative, so much spiritual, so much psychic input in the realms that's available to us if we want to work with it, which would be a good idea. And then the moon connects Venus to this again by Moon in Scorpio's trine to Venus in Cancer at 8:51 p.m. Powerful. You want to heal something? You want to have a healing treatment? That's a great day for one. Really great day. That energy would just really take it deep, and it would be very lasting on every level, on emotional healing level and even physical level. So go for it if you can. The Void of Course Moon in Scorpio relaxes on that energy. And the Moon enters Sagittarius on Saturday, the 3rd of June, 1:03 a.m. Eastern. Sextiles Pluto in Aquarius at 1:16 a.m., which is probably during our dreams. The first half of Saturday is a bit problematic because the moon in Sag is squaring Saturn in Pisces, which it has to do the whole time. Saturn is in Pisces, which is a lot of time. So 1:07 p.m., so we have to get used to this challenge because, you know, the moon in Sagittarius is very optimistic, really wants to expand, and Saturn in Pisces is worried, nervous, frightened, you know, cautious, in that way. So you don't have people who are ready for the adventure that you want to have, you know, on Saturday. And maybe weather also, obstacles due to watery conditions can be there. But after the 1:07 p.m., you have the moon trine Mars in Leo until 3 o'clock, really, on Saturday afternoon. So you get a couple of hours there that would be good to embark upon. And the energy is high, very high, because we are on the day of the full moon. And so that full moon comes in at 11:42 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. All right, so you've got a lot going for you in terms of energy. And the polarity, I will say, of Sagittarius to Gemini is in the sense of my thoughts, Gemini, my many different thoughts about all these logical and analytical and informational items that I'm looking here and there, and I'm moving from one thing to another, and the moon, who has the instinct to expand out for the big picture, you know, the Sagittarius moon is like the drone in the sky that's taking that gorgeous widespread shot that you can't get on the ground, right? So this is the basic polarity, you know, and neither is functioning well without the other, even though there's polarities. Polarity is always about using the right measure of the opposites, coming to the center of the opposites to find something that allows both. Like Gemini can find out something that is going to expand the understanding and the perception of something you never really thought about before. You know, which is something that's happening a lot lately for me. I mean, it's just been enormous. Almost everywhere I look, I'm having like a different expansion on something. And, you know, as a Sagittarian, I love it. It might not be as much fun for people who aren't involved in expanding that much. You know, they're fine with the way things are and, you know, fixed signs and this and that. But, you know, if you want to use it, you can use it. And also in terms of, you know, being compromising about how far we'll go on a trip. I mean, Gemini likes the local travel, you know, something you can do, a day trip. you know, Sagittarius would like to do a couple of days and go further, you know. So those kinds of things are polarities. But boy, this full moon has a lot in it. We really need to pay attention to it. Sunday, and it's just the way it is. While Neptune's in Pisces, moon in Sag has to square it. 11:24 p.m. is when that happens on Sunday. That's the aspect. And moon in Taurus joins Uranus in Taurus at 3:49 p.m. So things are confusing. People are having sudden, surprising alternations of reality. Just be aware as you can, on Sunday the 4th. Things aren't always what they seem. Okay, so that's that for this week. And then next week, we've got a bunch of changes happening in the planets. Venus will enter Leo. Mercury will enter Gemini, which is the sign that it rules. And Pluto will retrograde back into Capricorn. So we've got lots to talk about. And I wish you the best with this full moon. You know, hopefully you'll listen to the recording and you will be able to make the most of it. And I will say goodbye for now.